Okay, we're starting the top of Ayin Bet Amud Aleph. Yesterday we left off with discussing the borders of what is considered to be Bavel for Yuchsin, and then the Gemara discussed in the end whether that was only applicable for Yuchsin, or did it also have application by Gitin, where the same border is relevant for Gitin, having to be considered a place where the people were Bikiyim and they didn't have to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam, or did the area of Gitin have a smaller borders, and was different from the borders of Yuchsin. So starting now in the last narrow line on the top, they would say, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Chovel Yama, Chilto de Bavel. A place called Chovel Yama is the Chilta, like Tchelet, which is, means like the beautiful, or Tifarta, Shel Bavel. I mean, the Yuchsin, this place, Chovel Yama, was considered to be a very high standard, very high quality. Shunya Viguvia Techilta the Chovel Yama. So then the within Chovel Yama, right, these locations, Shunya and Guvia, these neighborhoods where the right where the best
Shuba,
right, where the best parts of Chovel Yama. Ravina Mar Af Tzitzura. That even the part of Tzitzura also had that standing as being one of the best it's one of the best places in to get Yuchsin from. Tanyanami Hochi, Chana ben Pinchas Omer Chava Yama, Tchilta de Bavel. Shunya, Beguvia, Vetzitzura, Tchilta de Chava Yama. These neighborhoods within Chava Yama, these areas within Chava Yama are considered to be of the highest quality. Amar Chava, Vayidna, I Arve Behu Kutai. That today, already those areas, or the maybe even Chovel Yama as a whole, or these particular areas, already have a questionable lineage because some Kutaim, right, who non-Jews, got mixed up in their lineage. The Gemara says, Velohi, not the case. Isitahu, the Bai Minaihu, Velo Yahavude. He had wanted to marry a woman over there, and they didn't give it to him. So there are two interpretations here. Rashi brings both interpretations. Tosfos also brings them. That the one possibility is that he asked to marry someone from there. He wanted to marry a woman from there, and they denied him. They denied him the right to marry a woman because he didn't have, quote unquote, the yichus that was appropriate. So he was mostly laz on them that there was a kutai mixed up. So both Rashi and Tosfos are skeptical of that explanation because why would Rav Papa static won't be mostly lives in a city? It doesn't make so much sense.
Well, that I didn't want to marry them.
Yeah, people like me.
Yeah.
So they both of them offered an alternative explanation that the there was a rumor that circulated that there was a kutai, a non-Jewish person had gone and proposed to a woman from that area. And after that, a rumor spread that they had been mixed up. The truth is that they didn't allow him to marry anyone from there, but that because someone had proposed or had gotten involved with them, therefore there's this rumor that was spreading. But again, it wasn't true. All right. So Mar says, "My Chovel Yama. What is this Chovel Yama that we're discussing?" Amar Papa, Zuprat de Bursi. That's the Prat de Bursi, which again it doesn't necessarily help us, but that's the city that they knew. Right? How Gavra the Amalu Ana Minshot Mishot. I'm from this place called Shot Mishot. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka Raglav Barmar Shot Mishot Ben Hanarot Omedet. So the Gemara said got up and said that the Shot Mishot is between the rivers. So we discussed yesterday between Chedekel and Prat. Right, it's considered Bavel. So he says that city is between those two rivers. So when it says Chiben Hanarot Omedet My Havi, what's the advantage or what's the big deal if it's between the rivers? So Marbaye Amrami Chamar Ba'upa Amrami Yotzi Barabi Chanina Ben Hanarot Harihi Ki Gula Lo Yuchsin. That anything between the rivers has a din like Gula, which is another name or synonymous with Pumpedita. Pumpedita was an area where people were considered Miyuchas from. So anything between the two rivers is a din like Bavel and a din like Pumpedita, and they are qualified or their yuchsin are to be considered of a higher standard. And that's what yesterday when we discussed Rashi, and we mentioned this yesterday, that when the Gemara asked the borders of Bavel, The Gemara is only after what is outside or the depth of how far it goes, because between the rivers is considered to be Babel. We just need to know how far south, how far north, west and east, beyond the rivers, but the rivers themselves were clearly apart. Anything between them was part of Babel. Where is this place? Sam Rav Yochanan mi ihi dekira Udiel. So I mean that's a place along the Nahar Prat that is above, north of all the mentions, areas that we mentioned yesterday, that Shmuel and Rav and Yochanan mentioned. These areas are north of those on the Prat. So where it says, Vaham Rav Yochanan and Mavarta de Gizmo. Right, didn't we already yesterday say, right, that the location, the northernmost locations were until we had a machokas, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ad Mavarta de Gizmo. So how could Rabbi Yochanan here suggest that this city is so far north, right, and still qualified for Yuchsin when he said the furthest north you go on the Prat is the crossing of Gizmo? So Amar Abaye, this is a similar thing we saw in the Gemara in Gittin, Ritzua Nafka. There was a strip that went out and encompassed that city, meaning that everything was not Yuchsin north of those areas, but there was a small strip that went up that encompassed this city that was considered still Miyuchas, the Gabei Babel. Amar Avika Ba'avin, Amar Rav Chanano, Amar Rav, Chilazon, and Nihavand, Harihiki Golal Yuchsin. This place, Chilazon, Nihavand, is like Golal, I mean again, like Pumpadita Yuchsin. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, Lo Tatsitule, don't listen to him. Yivamahi the Napole Hatam. He happened to have a brother who lived there, and then his brother passed away, and then he had a Yivamah that was there. So he wanted to suggest that that area was Miuchas so that he could deal with this problem of the Yivamah. So Amalei, Atu Didihi, is it really my saying? Rabbeinu Chananohi. I mean, that's okay if you said, right, that Rav Ika or Bar Avin was the one who said it. But he said in the name of Rav Chanano. So even if he has a Yavama there, he's saying in the name of someone else.
He was objective.
Right, so that is not, they shouldn't be colored by the fact that he has a Yavama. So he says, Azil Shailu Rav Chanano. So they went and asked Rav Chanano directly. Rav Chilazon Yavant Harika Golal Yuchsin. He says, they quoted from Rav, that is, place is fine and good, the quality, high quality in terms of Yuchsin. Upligi the Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. This argues in Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Dama Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Mighty Chdiv. What does it mean here? The Navi is speaking about the time that Melech Ashur, the Assyrian king, came and put the Galitrael, meaning the Seret Shvatim, the kingdom of Israel, into Galut. So it says, Vayan Chaim, they took them, right? They took them away into the Galut. Baklach Uvachavor. Abu Chavor, Nar Gozan, Bare Madai. These are the locations that they took him to. Chalach, so where are these places? So this place, Chalach, Zu, Chilazon. Chavor, Zu Hadyav, Nahar Gozan, right, Gozan, Zu Ginzek, Bare Madai, Zu Chamdan, Vechavrota. Vamrila, Zu Nehavand, Vechavrota. Right, so then, if you see from this statement of Rav Abba Bar Kahana, quoting this pasuk is places where the Golus was taken, the Aser Shvatim. And Rashi says that any place that the Shvatim were neglect, any place that they were sent into captivity to, that we assume that they got mixed up with the non-Jewish women in those areas. So even according to the one who says that when you marry a non-Jew, right, or the women, that the Vlad is not a mamzer, nevertheless it's still a pagum. So these areas are definitely not Miuchas because they are from the Sefer Shvatim who got mixed up with the non-Jewish population. So what's my Chavrutah? It's in Havan for Chavrutah, right? Chavrutah, what does it mean, the additional areas around it? So it says, Amashmo, Krach, Moshki, Choski, Veromki. Right? These cities or villages that were suburbs that were around these areas, and these are the names of the cities. So I'm going to ask here, Moshki we've seen before. So Rabbi Yochanan, Mechulan, Nipso. All of them are Pasul, again, because the Aseret HaShvatim had ended up there. And because the Aseret HaShvatim ended up there, we assume that they got mixed up with the non-Jewish population. So Gemara says, Kasakadavcha, we would have thought Moshki, Hainu Moshkani. Right? We think that Moshki and Moshkani are synonymous. And yesterday we saw, Amar Rabchia, Ba'avin, Amar Shmo, Moshkani, Harik, Golal, Yuchsin. Moshkani was good. It had quality Yuchsin, like Pumpatito. Ela Moshe Luchud, Moshkani Luchud. Two different places. One's called Moshe and one's called Moshkani. Okay, now the Gemara is going to darshan the pasuk from Daniel, and Daniel has a vision. And in that vision, he sees animals that are coming out of the river in front of him, and it describes things about the animals. The first animal is a lion. The second animal was a bear that came out. So it says, when the bear came out, it says, Utlat il'in bipuba ben shina. It had three ribs in its mouth, right, clutched in its teeth. So this is the bear. It represents, in the vision of Daniel, the bear represents
Paras.
So it's there with three ribs in its hands. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zuchilazon, Hadayav, Venitzivim. These are these three cities. There's an idea of Venitzivim that, Shepamim Polatan, Upalim Poltotan. That sometimes
Paras has control over these cities, and at other times they don't have control over these cities.
They're a part of Bavir that when you have the bones in the mouth, right, that they are sometimes they're visible, sometimes they're not. I mean that they're clutched in the mouth. Ve'aru cheva acharei tinyana damia ledos. Tan Rav Yosef elu partiim that the bear is the Persian. Shochlim v'shotim kedov that they eat and drink, right, like a bear. Umusurvalim kedov and they are overweight, gluttonous like a bear. Umegadlin seyar kedov, they grow hair like a bear. Reinlam menuchas kedov, they're never stationary like a bear, he's always moving. Rabbi Ami kiavachazi parza derochiv, whenever you would see a Persian riding along on a wagon or on a horse or something. Amarhainu dubat naido, this is a moving bear, right? That's a bear in it's a bear in motion. Amarle Rabbi lelevi har eni partim. So Rabbi Levi was a Talmud of Rabbi. So in front of Rabbi, you have the stories in Sukkah and other places that Levi used to do kida, used to do handstands in front of him, and he also was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi. So Rabbi used to Levi was a Baal Mashalot and Dumiot. They used to give mashalim and imagery. So Rabbi's asking him, "Tell me about the Parsim." Amalei domim lechayelot shel Beit David. They're like the troops of Beit David, meaning they're strong, they're very, very powerful. Arani Chavrin. So what are these? Chavrin were a subsector of the Parsim that seemed to be, they were either right nearby or proximate, but they were very violent, a very violent group, either proximate or within Persia. And the Gemara in other places mentions the Chavrin used to decree and cause a lot of problems for the Jews. They were very, very problematic for the Jews. So it says, Domen l'malachei chavala. They're like malachim, destructive malachim. Hareini Yishmaelim, what are the Yishmaelim like? It says, Domim le si'irim shel beit ha-kise. They're like the shadim that are found in the bathroom. That they are, Hareini Talmidei Chachamim shebovel. What are they like? It says, Domim le malachi ha-sharet. Kaba Necha Nafshe de Rabbi. So the Rabbi was facing away. Amar, Hamnoya Ika be-bovel, Kula Amonoihi. There's a place called Hamonaya in Bavel. And that place is full of Ammonim, meaning that place is not Yuchas at all. Mizgarya, Ika Babavel, is another place called Mizgarya, right? Kula, the Mamzerim. All of the people there are Mamzerim. Birka, Ika Babavel, there's a place called Birka, and Shnei Achim Yesh, Shmachlufim Nishotem Zedazel. In that city, there are two brothers who switched their wives around, so obviously presents a problem of Mamzerim. Birta, the Satyo, at a place called Birta de Sacha, Ika Babel, Hayom, Saru Mechre Makom. Today they left Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning that they sinned today, and they are no longer considered to be Nemanim, Yuchasim. The Akfe Peira Bechavre Bishabdo. It says that they had created some sort of VVR, they created a water area where they used to keep the fish, grow up the fish. And they went and they trapped the fish. They took fish out on Shabbos. Vishamtinu, Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yoshia, right? Then Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yoshia put them into Cherim because of what they did on Shabbos. Vishtamod, and then they left. I mean that they Nishtamudu means that they went off the derech. They left the Kodesh Baruch Hu after they were put into Shamte. So all this Rabbi's having on his deathbed as he's going to die. He has this like Nevuah or Ruach Kodesh, and he's saying all these things. So he says, Akra the Agma Ikav Bavel. There's this, right, again, I don't know, swamp that has a area of a swamp or a place called Agad Akma Bavel. Adar Arva Bayeshba, there's a person named Adar Barava there. Hayom Yoshev Becheiko Shel Avraham. Right, so that today he's sitting in the right, the arms are in the of Avram Avinu. So there are two interpretations right down here. One possibility is that today he died. That's why he's sitting in the arms of Avram Avinu. Right, then the Gemara thing Baba Bash discusses that when a person passes away, that they go derech Maras Machpelah, right, and they see Avram Avinu waiting at the Sharim, so that he's in the hands of Avram Avinu. That's one possibility. But the preferred explanation here is that it's the opposite. He was born today, and he's in the hands of Avram Avinu, is that he's having his bris Mila. Right? That just like, Avram Avinu was the first one to get a bris, so he's Mechekos Avram Avinu means that he was given his bris Mila today. Because the problem is that Rabbi Ba'avo is not contemporary with Rabbi. He lives after Rabbi's time, and therefore, they prefer the explanation that he was born on that day, or just getting his bris, rather than he died. Excuse me, the same day that Rabbi was dying. Rabbi Yehuda, right, Hayom no lad Rabbi Yehuda be Bavel. Today Rabbi Yehuda was born in Bavel. Demarmar, Kishemet Rabbi Akiva no lad Rabbi. When Rabbi Akiva passed away, Rabbi was born. Kishemet Rabbi, when Rabbi died, no lad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was born, right, who is a second generation Amora, right, this Rabbi Yehuda. Then Kishemet Rabbi Yehuda no lad Rabbo. Rabbo was born then. Ukishemet Rabbo. Nolad Rav Ashi. So these are, why is this? What's the chav here? So you can say, Lamad Chashen, Tzadik Niftam in Olam, Ashi Nivra Tzadik Emontu. And nobody, they don't, when one Tzadik passes away, Hashem ensures that there's another Tzadik to take his place, someone of equivalent caliber that's taking his place. Shneamar, Vizarach HaShemesh, Uva HaShemesh, right? That the, as one sun rises, the other one is setting, meaning that they pass, the torch is passed from one to the next. As Eli passed away, meaning as Eli's reign was coming to an end, Shmuel was already rising in his notoriety, but in his nevuah, and he began to take over. The story that Shmuel goes to live up in with Eli after his mother brings him there, and at night he hears a voice calling. Right, exactly. Shmuel hears a voice a couple of times. He comes, keeps coming into Eli and say, "What are you calling me? You're calling me." And it turns out that it's the voice of Hashem that is calling him. And that's already in the time of Eli, as Eli is beginning to wane. His reign is beginning to wane. It's Tziva Hashem LeYaakov, Tzivav Sarab. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made it so that the Jews are surrounded by their enemies. Right, so now Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kigon Humnaya Lepum Nara. So this is like a place in Bavel, right, that is also surrounded by non-Jewish nations. So that's in Eretz Yisrael. You have like Ammon, Moab, Edom, Plishtim, right, all around Klal Yisrael, right? They have their enemies around them, and also in the Galut, right, that they have whenever Sun Chemin put them, right, they lived in Pumnara, so there's a Humnaya, which was an area around it that wasn't so friendly to them, and they, you know, caused problems for the Jews in those areas. But he, Kinavi, Uplatayahu Ben, over here, actually the pasuk says Benaya. The reason it probably says Benaya was because elsewhere in that parak it says Benaya, when not Benaya. But really in this pasuk it says, Vahi Kinavi, it says Yechezkel, when I was having my nevuah, Uplatayahu Ben Benaya, mate. I see him die. I fell on my face and I screamed out, "Omar, aha, Hashem, right, Elukim." So he calls out, he screams out when he sees that Pelatiyah was dead. He was screaming out because it was positive or negative. So one said it was a positive, that he was a positive individual, Pelatiyah, and therefore he's screaming out, how could it be? Kihai the Istandra the Meshan. Right, so there's a place called, or an individual called Istandra, that lived in Meshan. He ruled over it. Chatnei did Nebuchadnezzar. He was the, right, son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Habashalach lay mikulei hai shibyad aitizach. So though, he was sending him, as Nebuchadnezzar was capturing, places, or people, he would send the captives to him. So he says, they wanted to send, shalach mikulei hai shibyad aitizach. Lo shartalan, the kai lekaman. So they, he says, you've captured all these places, right? Look, so all these people that you have captured, so you didn't send anyone to us. I mean, like, you got all these great people. Why don't you send some over here? You know, give me a little gift. So by the Shul Deidim Israel, so he wants to send among those captives that he's going to send to his son-in-law, he's going to send some Jews. So Amalei Patayahu Benayahu Anand Chashvino Anikum Mikamak. We who are considered Chashuvim, why don't you keep us for you? Right? Halka. The Avdin Nezul Hatam, and the bed of Avdim sent over there. The Amar Navi, Misha said Tova Bistro Yamut, Bechetzi Yamav. Someone who did such a great thing for Klal Yisrael is going to die in half his life. And that's why he's crying out. Why did he do a good thing? So if you remember, we said that Meshan was the Misa, right? Meaning that people lived in Meshan was a zero. Anybody who lived there was clearly not Miuchas, was lost. So if they sent the Jews over to Meshan, it would have been a big problem for those Jews that were sent there. So the fact that he saved the Jews from being sent to Meshan, he kept them in the area of Bavel, so they stayed, you know, within the areas that were Miuchas. Madam or the Ra'a, who's the one who says it's negative? Shtichtiv. So it says over here, this is the beginning, right? This is a in the beginning of that parak. It says, but the veil see how sharp beit Hashem hakadmoni, hapuneh kadima. He took me to the eastern gate that faces the east. Bineh b'petach hashar, 25 people standing at the gateway. Ve'er b'tocham et Yozniah ben Azer. I saw amongst them Yozniah ben Azer et Pilat Yahu ben Benayahu. So this is probably why before they quoted Benayahu. Over here he's called Benayahu. Sarei Ha'am, these were the princes of the Am. Uchtiv, it says in a previous Terek, it says, Chaser Beit Hashem HaPnimit, took me to the inner chambers of the Chaser Hashem, V'nei Petach Echal Hashem Ben Ha'ulam U'ben HaMizbeach, and there's a doorway fire between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Ketzrim HaMisha Ish, there were 25 people there, Achoreyem El Echal Hashem, with their backs towards the Echal Hashem, V'nei Kedma, and they were facing east, meaning that the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadashim is on the western side. So if they're facing east, they have their backs towards the Kodesh HaKadashim. So now here again, the same 25 people. So the suggestion of the Gemara is that the same 25 people that are found in Perek Yudala for the same 25 people they were talking about in Perek Chet. And about one of those 25 people was Platayahu ben Benayahu. If they're facing east, obviously their backs are towards the west. So that means their backs are towards the Echal Hashem. What does it mean their backs were towards the Echal Hashem? The gears here is not clear either. Much reason, kafei matum, or friend, my son, kafei malo. They used to go to the bathroom, right? They used to denigrate the mikdash in this way and put their backs toward the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kamar Navi, Misha Sar Rahazot, Bizro Yamutam, Mitato. This guy who did such bad stuff is going to die in such a nice death or such an easy death, right? That can't be. And that what it means, the Ra'a, right? This is the Gemara in Sukkot quotes this. And when they used to dance at the Simchas Beis Shoeva, they used to quote that our forefathers did this, and we are right that they used to turn their backs on Hashem, right. And here we are turning our faces. We are coming to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? The Shmuel Damar the Ra'a. Let's say that Shmuel is the author of the position that says it's bad. Why? Damar Chia Ba'avin Amar Shmuel Moshchani Harihi Kigolah the Yuchsin Meishan Lo Chashula Lo Mishum Avdut VeLo Mishum Mamzerut. Right, Ella Koinim Sheyuba Luik Pidu Ella Grushot. Right, so Shmuel says that Moshchani, right, which is what we just quoted on the first half of the Amud. Moshchani is good for Yuchus, like Pumpadita is. Meishan Lo Chashula in Meishan, which was the place where Nebuchadnezzar's son-in-law was, they didn't worry about it. Not Bishum Avdus, but Lo Bishum Mamzeus. Those weren't problems at Yuchus. Right, they should have been okay. Ella, no, there was one problem. There was Chalalim. Right, they were Chalalim. Ella Koinim Sheyuba Luik Pidu Grushot. So they're only Chalalim there. So what would have been so bad if they sent them over there, if they sent the Israelim over there, so they're Koinim Chalalim, that's not such a big problem. So that must be that Shmuel is the one who says that, right, that he was Lira'a, because there was no Tova that he saved them from Meshan. So the Omaim Elcha Shmuel Amar L'Tova. Shmuel said the other position. Shmuel the Tamei. Shmuel the question. Don't read the Damar Machkir Abdo. Yatzad HaChirut Ve'eno Tzarich Get Shichrur. Because Shmuel believes we have this together in Gitin. Right, when it says in Gittin, right, Machlok is when a Eved is made his hefker, does he still require a get shichrur from his adon? Meaning that the mamonunos aspect, the monetary aspect, is relinquished when you are mafkir the Eved. The question is there a tzad isur still to the Eved that needs to be severed through a get shichrur? So Shmuel believes that once you're mafkir the Eved, that's it, the Eved goes free and is a totally fine. Shnei Markel Eved Ish Miknat Kesef. It says every eved ish, sounds like an eved of a man, makes not kiss, it is purchased by money. Eved ish, lo eved isha, what if it can be an eved of a man and not a woman? El eved sheish le reshut le rabo alav karui eved. As long as the rab can exert influence or control over the eved, then the eved is considered to be an eved. Eved jain le rabo reshut alav in karui eved. And a person that does not have control over this individual or an eved, he's no longer an eved. So if he's maskir the eved, right, without lack of control, is the equivalent of freeing the eved, and he won't require a get shichrur to be mutar by Yisrael. Shmuel says letova, which means that he helped save the Jews from being sent over there. Then why does he believe? Right? Why does he believe that there's no problem with the people in Meshan? Because he says the people who sent there were above him, and they weren't above him anymore, so there's no problem with Yichus, the Gabe Avadim that are in Meshan. So despite the fact that he thinks it was good that he saved Klaus from being there, nevertheless, there's still not a problem of Yichus of Avadim.
And what was he saving them from being Eved Avadim?
Right. I guess, right. That he's saving them from, right, being a part of that.
Right, going down to a lower quality.
So everything we've done until now is Rabbi Meir. I mean, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and all these things about the Yuchsin, that's all Rabbi Meir. All the land have a chazakah being kosher. Amemar Sharlay the Rabuna Barnatan the Minsav Itta Mechuzaita. So Meimar said to Rav Huna, Barnatha, you can marry a woman from Mechuzdaita based on this idea. I'm like, Ravash, you might not take. What are you thinking? Therefore, you allowed him to marry a woman from Mechuzdaita, right, which is not within the rule of Bavel. First of all, Bei Rav Kahana doesn't hold of this. Ubei Rav Papa lo matni hake, don't learn like this. Ubei Rav Vid lo matni hake, don't learn like this. Because they all quote the other member of Shmuel, which is Amar Yudam Shmuel, Kolaratot Isa Laret Yisrael, Laret Yisrael, Isa Lebabel. So that's the other member of Shmuel, so they're not Koris, this member of Shmuel. So Avilo Achi lo Kibla Mine, he said he didn't accept this from Rashi, Mishum to Shmuel, Emi Rab Zvid Nardo. Because he had heard it from Rab Zvid, and therefore he said he held it to be reliable, and therefore he did not, he was willing to say that Kolaratot have a Chazkat Kashrut. Alright, Tarabanan, Mamzire, Vinitine, Tahorim Latid Lavo, Dibir Rabbi Yossi. So, Machalkis, it's been latent in the Gemara that we've learned until now. But this idea of whether in the future, if there are Mamzirim Nitin that get mixed up with Klal Yisrael, will they be revealed or not in the future? So, Rabbi Yossi says that they will be all considered Tahor in the future, that Hashem will not reveal them, meaning they'll be part of Klal Yisrael. May or may not be Tahorim. They're not Tahorim, and they'll be separated out. Amalo Rabbi Yossi, Velo Kavar, Neremar. Doesn't the pasuk say, "Zarti aleichem ma'im torim u'te'artem"? So I'm a lari mayor. Because you won't marry me, kol tuma tuichem u'gulaichem. Right? V'lo mina mamzerut. That's what it tells you what you're going to be tar from. It says, "Me kol tuma tuichem u'gulaichem etaretchem." So I'm a lari biyosik. Because you won't marry etaretchem. Abi omer af mina mamzerut. That the additional of etaretchem, right, is everything, not just from me kol tuma tuichem u'gulaichem, but etaretchem means from everything we will be mitar. That's what it means in the pasuk in Zechariah. Zechariah is being mitnabet about what happens to Klal Yisrael, right? And the voice says, "Vayashav mamzer b'Ashdod," that there was a mamzer living in Ashdod. They settled in Ashdod. So what do you mean? If in the future there's a mamzer in Ashdod, according to Rabbi Meir, that makes sense because they'll still be separated out. They'll still be not tahor. But Rabbi Yossi, "May vayashav mamzer b'Ashdod." What does it mean? There's a mamzer in the future in Ashdod. They're going to be all tahor. That we return to their land to live in their land, which they will consider like strangers in their own land, meaning mamzerim, which are shunned or put on the outsiders. They'll be like outsiders in their own land because they have been so gone from there for so long. All right, by the way, Rashi here makes a point to say that Ashdod is gam mihu migvul Eretz Yisrael. Part of Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua chalukalahem af mishal nechbasha b'yamav. That Yeshua divided up Eretz Plishtim to the Jews, even though at the end of his life, Yeshua, they still hadn't conquered it. He gives instructions to Yudah and Shimon and those people that live down there to go and conquer those areas,
Ashkelon was a bit south, that was the border.
Right, so that's question, but by the way, that is questionable, but that mentioned in Gittin, what it's talking about, which man is it talking about? Because Kibush, if you look at the names listed in the Mishnah and Gittin, right, the Kibush Yoshua, if you go into Yoshua, Pash, Pshad, and Sukim, that they were much more extensive, the Kibush, much further north and much further south. So the question is, what is that Mishnah addressing? Is that really addressing the
be a shnia, only in the time of Bavel, or you have to reconcile that. That is a big stira, and even though the Rambam paskins that that was based on Yeshua's kibush, which makes it very difficult from the psukim in Yeshua. But nevertheless, here Rashi makes the point that the Eretz Plishtim down in the south, even though it wasn't conquered yet, was still part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha to Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that everybody can tell her that he's above. Rabbi Yossi, he loved Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha to Rabbi Yossi, have a at Eliyahu, may pick me none, svarnei, svarnei, kolaren. He says, had it not been for this psak halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that the halacha said Rabbi Yossi, Eliyahu would have come and like made a, lined us up, you know, meaning that lined up all the people and spread out the people that were not tahor, but I mean, to, you know, like they line up the captives, and they, or the people they're putting up to execute, they line them up in their chains. Right, so he said the same thing here. They would separate out all those people that were not Torah. Tanu Rabbanan. Ger no sim mamzeret. Right, that we saw in the Mishnah that a ger can marry a mamzeret. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. It's the position of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi marry ger lo yisam mamzeret. A ger cannot marry a mamzeret. So what's the machlokes between them? Echad ger, echad eved meshuchrar, v'chlal mutarim b'kohenet. Right, so that a ger, an eved meshuchrar, and a chlau are mutarim b'kohenet. Kohenet, a woman, a female kohen, does not have any tusha. Whenever she can marry these, what are quote-unquote psulim for the kohen himself. But the kohen can marry them. My time with Rabbi Yossi. What's the position of Rabbi Yossi? It says, chamisha kahal ektive. The word kahal is written five times. That is in the psukim that are in Kitese. It says, lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. Lo yavo lo b'kahal ad Hashem. Lo yavo amonim avi b'kal Hashem. Right, lo yavo lehem. Right, it says b'kal Hashem dor adorati, afilu dorati, and then dor shlishi yavo lehem b'kal Dimitri and Adomi. So each of those, there's five times it says the kahal, the word kahal. Right, there is one more kahal by suadaka, but it's not relevant because it's not talking about yuchsin. So there's five times it says the word kahal. So what are the what? Which are the kahalim? Chad the kohenim, chad the levim, chad the yisraelim, v'chad the mishrei mamzer b'shtuki, v'chad the mishrei shtuki b'yisrael. Right, so that one of these kalim is for kohanim, that they have a din of kal. Then levim have a din of kal. They have a ketusha. Yisraelim have a din of kal. Then the next kal comes to tell you that a mamzer is allowed to marry a shtuki. A shtuki is a suffig mamzer. So a mamzer is allowed to marry a suffig mamzer because the restriction on kal joining the kal for a mamzer is only the kal vadai, not the kal that's a suffig. And kal the mishrei shtuki be yisrael. The other one is to marry, that a Yisrael can marry Shtuki, because again, the restriction of Yisrael marrying into a mamzer is only a mamzer badai, and not a mamzer safek. Alright, so now, kal gerim, lo yikre kal. So based on this, these five words of kal are being used. There's no kal left over to say that the gerim are considered a kahal. If the gerim are not considered a kahal, then they are mutarim to marry a mamzer, because the restriction against marrying a mamzer is lo yabo mamzer bikal Hashem. So you have to be classified as kal Hashem to have that restriction. The gerim are not classified as kal Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim v'Levim, Mechad Kal Nafke, says Kohanim v'Levim, you don't need separate Sukkim to teach you, you can put one Shevet Levi, put them together. He actually they Kal the Gerim, so he has an additional Kal for Gerim, he classifies them as a Kal. If they are part of Kal Hashem, then they're restricted against marrying Mamzim. V'Vai Seima Hachanami Trei Kal Inine. No, it's true, Levim and Kohanim are separate. Right? Mamzer b'Shtuki, Shtuki b'Yisrael, Mechad Kal. You can learn those out of one Nafka, you can learn that as one Kal, because that both has to do with the Safek and Badai. They're both meaning on the same type of principle. Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, mamzer vaday hu delo yavo. Only a mamzer vaday is not allowed to join kal Hashem. A mamzer safek yavo, he can come in. B'kal vaday hu delo yavo, have b'kal safek yavo. He can't join the kal vaday, but he can join the kal safek. So the same pasuk teaches you both tzadim of that. Yibaytena, hani nami trei kal eninu. Now those are also separate. V'tami de rabiudu mehocha. Rabiudu losing out from the pasuk in, right, the parts of shlach. Hakal, chukat lachem, it's talking about nisachim. It says, for the kahal, you have chukat lachem v'lager. So you see the word kahal is used to modify also you and the ger. V'lager, or the Rabbi Yossi, chukachat yipsika inyan. No, there's a chukachat between the kahal and the ger. So the ger, the kahal is not modifying, or ger is not modifying kahal. Alright, so stop over there.